Testosterone. How to boost your testosterone with natural bee products. The science-based approach to naturally transforming male testosterone levels. Written by Ivan Jackson. Chapter 1, Boosting Testosterone Through Exercise. This is one of the main pillars when it comes to boosting testosterone, as the correct form of exercise can lead to significant increases in testosterone. For example, a study by the University of Georgia, U.S., found that men who followed a 30-minute weightlifting session saw increases in testosterone by an average of 21.6%, which is very significant. Personally, when it comes to exercise and boosting testosterone, there are a few categories we need to take into consideration. Number 1. The type of exercise. Here we need to choose activities such as weightlifting or HIIT training or both in a well-structured workout plan. The reason for this is that weightlifting causes the greatest increases in free and total testosterone with the least increases in cortisol levels, which is beneficial because cortisol is the arch enemy of testosterone. As cortisol increases, testosterone decreases, so we really want to minimize the amount we spike our cortisol levels. This is the reason why long-distance endurance activities such as running are shown to decrease testosterone due to the increase in cortisol. You also want to make sure you prioritize compound exercises that use multiple muscle groups at once in order to stimulate the maximum hormonal release. In my personal workout routine, I like to incorporate a variety of exercises that require core activation rather than exercises laying on a bench, although that would still be better than not exercising at all. What about HIIT training? This type of training includes running sprints, assault bike sprints, and any short bursts of high-intensity exercise. HIIT training is excellent for boosting testosterone. Evidence for this is from a study of 30 healthy men participating in an 8-week program of HIIT training. The results showed a huge 36.7% increase in testosterone and a 12% decrease in cortisol. These results are better even when compared to the weightlifting study, which is the reason why I include HIIT training in the form of hill sprints 1 to 2 times per week in my training regime. On top of that, you also see massive increases in human growth hormone, HGH, another anabolic hormone, and also DHT, the more potent form of testosterone. Number 2, the duration of exercise. As we spoke about before, we want to minimize increases in cortisol. Therefore, we want to make sure we keep our workouts to a maximum of 1 hour, ideally 45 minutes. Once workouts surpass 1 hour, the increases in cortisol levels are unfavorable when the goal is increasing testosterone. Studies have shown that when you work out for too long, testosterone levels can drop by up to 20% to 40%, which is extremely significant. When you design your workouts, ensure you do the most difficult exercises first, then the accessory work after to maximize your results. Number 3. Frequency of exercise. Similarly to number 2, 3 is closely tied to cortisol levels. The reason being is that if you work out too often with too much intensity, you will begin to induce a state of overtraining, which essentially means you are experiencing adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue is when you are creating large spikes of cortisol and adrenaline within your body. This puts your body into a state of stress where all your body is able to do is try to recover, rather than produce growth-promoting hormones such as testosterone. In simple terms, you are over